What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, we'll start with what's hot right now.
Well, you know, after seeing last week's performance, you know, we continue to see some good push as far as the wheat market is concerned. Surprising that we're actually saying wheat is one of the leaders, but it has been, mainly due to a lot of short covering as the funds try to get out of their short positions ahead of first notice here for the March contract, and also because of some uncertainty that's going on over in Iran. Also, you know, we continue to see soybeans push up against their resistance line. They're actually trading above that 1135 resistance on the March. We closed above it a couple times. Now we'll see what happens with this determination with the tariff situation. That's going to likely give us some direction here moving forward. But right now, you know, wheat and soybeans are both up above their resistance lines and looking like they could open up and go higher if the news kind of dictates that.
So then we look at the other side of it. What's not hot right now?
You know, you got to go with corn as being not hot right now. That market has kind of gone into a little bit of a quiet performance. It's trying to move forward. Wheat's trying to drag it with, but it just doesn't have enough strength on its own. We're going to have to wait until later spring. We did see the ag outlook form come with a million less acres. That should have been somewhat supportive to corn, but corn kind of didn't blink at that. And it's just looking at strong supplies and big supplies is kind of keeping a wet blanket on that market.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.